You know, we scored one 3 minutes into injury time, albeit 2 weeks ago we conceded an equaliser in the same minute of the game. So, you know, I suppose what goes around comes around, but certainly it was a point game last night, yeah.
And, you know, in fairness, Wexford Utes, maybe, you know, I suppose one of the lesser lights in senior soccer, maybe they don't get the credit they deserve sometimes. They've been going pretty well recently, so, you know, this is a pretty decent result.
Well, yeah, it's the best Wexford side that I've seen over the years. They're certainly are up there for a reason and will compete without any shadow of a doubt. You know, they were the better side for long periods last night, to their credit. We struggled to get into the game. You know, very similar to last week, we didn't start playing until our backs were to the wall and, you know, in fact down the player as well to 10 men. And that seems to be the run of things at the moment, which is disappointing that we don't get started until, you know, things are at that stage, but so be it.
Now, I suppose disappointment again, another player sent off. What was your reading on the second and indeed the first yellow card for Tommy Boner?
Come here. I mean, we've had so many of them at this stage, you know, like, you know, the time of going blaming referees, etc., is well and truly past. Yeah, they may be at fault in games along the way, but, you know, we spent a lot of while last week, you know, looking for people to be cute and people not to get themselves in those situations. And, you know, it happened again. And, you know, it's not just Tommy. It was something different, you know, last week, somebody different the previous week. And it's difficult. It's, you know, we have enough difficulties as it is. You know, we're trying to compete against these sides without, you know, the issues of the, you know, multiple yellow cards as it was last night and red cards along the way. You know, possibly harsh, but, you know, the referee called it and we just accepted it and moved on. I mean, it's not the first day it happens. Please God, it'll be the last day. But, you know, we need to turn the corner on that fairly soon.
Now, last year, Ollie, Harps really struggled away from home. I mean, it was quite miserable, the away record. In recent weeks, I mean, good signs away from home. I think that's two wins and a draw, four games unbeaten now. You've got a few points in the road, including that draw against a Galway side who beat Shelburne 4-2 at Talca Park last night. And Galway really, I mean, you said it early on in the season, I mean, Galway, they've settled, they're really shaping up. So, I mean, it's important for Harps. You're hanging in there, you're picking up points away from home. And I suppose if you can get a couple of home wins now as well, I mean, it's, you're still just on the fringes of things.
Yeah, you know, we're difficult to beat, but we find it difficult to beat anyone in return, to put it that way, too. You know, it's not as simple as just turning on a tap and next weekend or the weekend after, you know, with Longford and Waterford coming up in the league, that you get two wins. They're two hugely difficult games. And, you know, certainly last night, you know, if anyone said, well, did you leave, you know, 2 points behind? We didn't. We didn't play well enough to gain 3 points out of the game. And, you know, we did play very well in the last 15 to 20 minutes. We conceded, you know, a second goal. And to be fair to Kevin McHugh, he got us right back into the game within 2 minutes. And from there on, we were very, very strong and probably deserved an equaliser, but just for the last 20 minutes. Until that, we didn't play well. And, you know, it's difficult to go and say, well, look, we'll pick up wins along the way. You know, we are difficult to beat without a shadow of a doubt. But at the same time, we're struggling to go and beat sides also.
Now, I mean, just looking at the league table, there has been a lot of draws. Galway are, 6 points ahead of you. But, you know, any of the teams in the mix, if we exclude Cove, everybody else, two or three wins, and you can really move up the table.
Yeah, absolutely, two or three wins. But to get those two or three wins, you know, is what we need to aim at. And you know, it will pose difficulty without a shadow of a doubt. You know, our character, you know, the work ethic was very, very good again last night, especially gone down to 10 men. You know, we need a little bit more than that. You know, we need a little bit more, possibly, of quality, a little bit more. Maybe putting our foot in the ball and threading the pass through, that type of thing. And, you know, we'll work on that next week. And, you know, it is difficult, you know, going with a number of players out injured and now a number of more suspensions, and that doesn't help. But so be it. We'll, you know, we'll take it and we'll prepare next week for Belgrove on Friday night.
Yeah, and good to see Kevin McHugh back and goal hungry again. And I mean, he's going to be a vital player for the rest of the season.
Please God, yeah. You know, Kevin is coming in. Please God, he'll have no recurrence of his injury. And in a way, it's like a new signing. The fact that really, realistically, we haven't seen Kevin all year. He was struggling big time with an injury. Yeah, you know, the goal he took last night, to his credit, at the time he took it and in the manner he took it, was clever. It showed his experience, and it got us right back in the game. Had he not got that goal, I would have felt that, that Wexford would have ran on and won it 3 or 4 nil. You know, Wexford had chances at 2-1, to be fair to Sean Patton. He pulled off one or two very, very good saves. At the time, it looked like, you know, that there were only saves, consolation ones, but as it turned out, you know, with the goal in the pack, he got an injury time. It was a point games from that manner.
And finally, Ollie, just in terms of the couple of weeks ahead, transfer windows opening, Rory Keating, you know, he's done well with Harps. Can you enlighten us? What's the likelihood of him having his loan period extended by Sligo?
Look, that's still in doubt and still in question. That we were down there in Tuesday in a friendly game, and I spoke in Barraclough there. Rory has a lot to learn. He's been a great breath of fresh air to us, and he's done very well and did quite well again last night. But he's a long way to go. Now, whether he's ready for the Premier Division with Sligo Rovers is really up to them. You know, possibly, you know, my angle on it would be a longer stint with us may progress the lads, you know, that little bit better. But, you know, he's not the ready-made article by a long, long way. He has potential, and really, that's all it is at the moment. But that's out of my hands and out of our club's hands. But, you know, of course, we'd love him to stay.
Yeah, and I mean, budgets are tight. Do you foresee much movement in terms of, will we see a couple of new faces coming in?
It'll be limited. You know, there's one or two lads in training with us at the moment. They're local lads, you know, when you talk about budgets, you know, that it won't be a problem with them on the basis that, you know, that one or two of them have been there before. We're having a look at them to see, will they fit in, to see is there a place for them, and, you know, that type of way, there might be a number of changes, but not that many, Chris, to put it that way to you.